The Vision of the Doors of Destiny, by Susan Cummings, January 2, 2005. These past few days, the Lord has been showing me a series of things that He has for His people. With the many prophetic words and decrees that have gone forth over the internet concerning the new year, I have hesitated to release anything into the mix. I have waited a while longer for the Lord to complete this communication to me, so that the people of God would understand what I have been given. It is not my intention to bring attention to myself in this encounter, but to show forth the hour of opportunity that each child of God has now come to, in the timing of God. Our lives are just a reflection of the Lord's dealings in His people. We are transparent, so that He can be seen. This is what I have been given. I have had a recurring vision of standing in a darkened room or area, and I am watching many windows or doors with long curtains hanging in front of them. Each of these openings have a single colored curtain, and each has a specific color or fabric. Some are brightly colored, while others are more pastel, and some are more subdued in its brilliance. Others have unique fabrics and textures to them, and others have shimmering lights woven into them. Each of the curtains are moving slightly, and it seems like a breeze is gently causing each to sway in the light breeze. There are also other doors that are further away from these that I see close up. I also discern that there are natural doors, like caves, and ones that are man-made. But each has a purpose and a timing for its opening and closing. As I am watching these curtains gently sway before their doors, I sense that the Lord is waiting for a response from me. I don't really know what to do, so I wait and watch. I know that the Lord will speak to me when He is ready, or when I have received what I have been sent to learn. The Lord comes up next to me and points at the doors with the curtains. He says to me, "These are the doors that have been awaiting the release of those who will enter them and fulfill their destiny." I look at each one again. Each is different, and each is made for that individual. That is why each had a unique color or quality, or so I thought. The Lord nodded. "You are only partly correct. Each of my people have the same opportunity to serve me. Each can come to me and obtain all that they need to walk out their destinies. Each has a specific calling and purpose, but each can choose and say, 'No, I will not force anyone to come to me, or to serve me, or to walk out their walk.' Each must desire me above themselves or their own desires and plans. What you see before you are the doors of release that await you and my people, who I have now brought forth. Each is a specific path for this hour, and each course will determine their final assignments. But take a close look, and choose wisely. For each is a set course, and cannot be altered nor exchanged after the choice is made, for time is short. For each one who chooses to serve me must utterly cast off their own will, and pick up mine, and then walk out that choice, and its following results. Each of the doors are also the release of gifts and different expressions of myself that each will show when they walk forth into those doors. But what they express will also be affected by their amount of dying to their own selves. For what they cleave to of themselves will also come forth as they walk out their choice, as they allow their humanity to influence their destiny and their fruit that will come forth with it. I will explain it this way: if you do not entirely let go of all areas of your life and give them to me and fully allow me to inhabit those areas, then what remains will taint my presence and eventually cloud and distort the purity of my reflection within you. The result will not be a full transformation and will be a mixture. I desire that each of mine will be a pure vessel. I am coming to all of my children and bringing them to their place of choosing. Whatever is in their hearts will be what they will be drawn to. This will result in their final placement and portion. Each will serve me, but what the results of that service will be is up to them. I will not force anyone. Each will give their hearts to me, or they will retain them. I will not force my love upon anyone, nor receive forced love that is not sincerely offered. What you see before you is also your choice too. Look before you, and then choose your door." I looked at the Lord, and then back at the doors. I thought that I already had been released, and knew the course that the Lord had for me as I have been coming to the Lord and have received many changes in myself and my ways. I was confused as to the new shift and the new commission before me. The Lord watched as I struggled within myself and searched for understanding. The Lord waited. He watched and waited for me to come to a choice. I had no choice. I could not make one. I did not want any of the doors before me and could not identify with any of them. The Lord said, "The doors are for each to choose. Even you. Each must choose daily to serve me and to lay down their lives for me and for the harvest. There are many choices along the way. Each choice leads to another juncture and setting in my timing for you, and then another choice is required. But in this hour, in the times of men, I am opening the final series of releases and am positioning my people into their places. So, you are at the season of new release along with my people, and you will walk through and begin the next phase of your destiny. As will all of my people, each to their own choice." I looked at the doors. I went and drew closer to see them and to view their curtains. Each door had a unique quality and set of events that would occur to the one who would enter into it. Each had a unique anointing that would be upon them and empower them to walk out that choice. Each had a specific gifting that would enable the individual to express the Lord uniquely in their walk. There were so many, and some were more compelling than the others. Some had shining lights that glittered throughout the fabrics and compelled the viewer to their brilliance, it seemed. The one that I stood in front of was like this. I did not desire the brilliance of these lights, nor the feeling of the brilliance of the lights, as it seemed to illuminate the person, and I drew back. I felt afraid of the beckoning lights, and I sensed uneasiness about the door. The Lord said to me, "This is good. Some of my people choose the more brilliant and public doors that bring great public exposure and brilliance, but fail to realize that it will also illuminate them, and this causes them to fall into pride and arrogance, as they cannot stand in the light without receiving it into themselves. They never gave me all of their hearts, so when the illumination comes, it exposes the area of darkness, and they take the light of the gifts to themselves, and it brings them to a place of imbalance, mixture, and self-destruction. Very few walk purely in the arena of public gifting, and in the display of my true power. The more of my power and glory that is displayed, the more death that is necessary to release it, and to reflect me. Few handle my gifts and honor them rightly without coveting the glory. But all men can choose which portion of me that they desire to reflect. All of my gifts are available to all men, and are always freely given. Many want the most prominent gifts and callings, but fail to bring the changes necessary into their lives to enable them to walk purely in that calling. But fewer still fail to fully weigh the responsibilities of their choice. I looked at the other doors. I walked up to one that had a silky and shiny fabric in front of it. It felt like water flowing through my hands. It was so lovely to hold, and it was a deep blue in color. It was very heavy even though it was silky. The fabric was not what it seemed to be. It bore a weight that did not match its appearance. I did not feel any strong drawing or attachment to the skirt, and so I released it too. I stepped back and looked at it. It shimmered in the darkness and awaited its owner to walk through it. The Lord nodded and said, "This one also bears much responsibility. My gifts are without repentance, so each must fully weigh their choices and know that their choice will bear fruit in their lives, for good or for bad. This represents the beauty of my presence and the weight of my glory that flows through my gifts. For each reflects me, but the weight of my glory will crush those who have not fully surrendered their hearts to me, for I am holy, and my glory will not abide in those who do not walk clean. This door is another path of expression of me. It bears much responsibility too. It is a path of revelation that unveils much about my glory and my presence and my word, but it bears much hardship. The greater the revelation, the greater the death and obedience that is required to walk in it. Many want to walk in my truth, but do not want to pay the price of that knowledge. But I give all of my people the choice. They can walk in my truth or not. I will not force anyone to come to my light or to my truth. each much come freely, and know me. The ones who walk through this door will reflect my word. It will also reflect what is in them. It will also judge what is in them that has not been given to me. That is why I desire that all men allow me to judge them first. For judgment must come for my people to learn righteousness. Then they can effectively teach my truth and rightly divide it. I nodded and walked to the next curtain. It was a fabric that had many weaves and patterns woven into its folds. It was not a bright or alluring color, but it was pleasing to look at, and was heavier than the others. It has patterns of fruits and plants woven into it. It was a kind of beige or natural color. I reached out and touched its folds and felt the woven images. It was a strong fabric and it bore many things. But I could not find within me a desire for this one either. I was beginning to wonder if I had something within me that was not given to the Lord, because I couldn't identify with any of these so far. But I waited anyways, searching myself as I walked. The Lord stood at this one. He said, "This door is one of great weight and responsibility, as the others. Each of them bears a great responsibility. But this one is very heavy. It is the weight of my word. My word is brought forth through this door through teaching and impartation of truth. Those who choose this door receive great understanding of my word and the anointing to teach it to my people. Many desire this gift and path, but fail to walk in its light. As I said before, my word judges and reflects me if the person has not brought every area of their life under total authority and submission to my word. That same word will show forth their walk. My word is a lamp unto their feet, and a light upon their paths. But those who teach my word are entrusted with the holiness of my word, and must reflect that holiness. I am the living word. But few honor me and my word. Few give my word utter and total lordship over their lives and their giftings and destinies. They only want my word till they get what they desire, then they walk on in their own ways. Those who teach my word will have no excuse before my Father. For the word will judge them and their actions, for they know the word and teach others to do likewise. Much blood has been shed in this door. Many are led into destruction by those who teach my word falsely and with insincere hearts. I am raising up those who will be lovers of my truth and who will reflect me to others through my word. This is available to all who desire it, and who will treasure my word as precious. On and on I walked, past many doors and curtains, but I could sense no compelling drawing to any of these. Much was revealed to me by the Lord regarding the many gifts and expressions of Himself that He is now releasing, and that awaited its time to be seen in the earth. I then came to a cave. It had a rough covering of some type that just fit over it. It was not compelling or even pleasing to see, but I felt its fabric in my hands. It has a feeling of roughness and of use. I just felt that few chose this door. I felt that many had come this way, but few had entered in or chose this path due to its uniqueness and its placement. It was farther away from the others. I sensed a drawing to this one, but at the same time, I felt the desire to search more. There was still something that I had not found yet. The Lord saw my hesitancy. He nodded and said, "This is a very important door. It is the door of sacrifice. It is a very costly door, and it is very highly esteemed among heaven. Sacrifice births forth the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is come to men, and is now within them if they choose it to be. But sacrifice is the price of obedience. My sufferings is revealed through this door. It is the door to my sufferings and to my glory. It is through sacrifice that true change comes and the light of my truth shines forth. All of my mighty men are trained in these caves of obscurity. But few pay the price to be changed, so they can take the message to my people so that they too can enter, and few want to be transparent. Many want to be seen as important and as in high positions of authority in the earth, but few will lay their lives down for their brethren to reflect me. I am the pearl of great price. It will cost you your life to enter in and to be my reflection. This path brings great reward and many souls to my Father." We walked on and passed many more. Each stood with its own path and purpose. but I could not find any that I could embrace. Although I wanted to embrace each one, as I truly did want to reflect the Lord as whatever way he desired me to, and it did not matter, for I would walk in his choice, but he did not choose for me, he waited. I began to grieve, as I felt that I had not found the place for me here, and I had missed it somewhere. I began to think of the many times I had encountered the Lord, and the lessons that I had learned in them. Each was precious to me, and had brought me closer to him. I said to him, Lord, I cannot choose any of these. I do not feel my destiny is here with these. I then began to recall several times that the Lord had brought me into his heart last year. In one visionary experience, my spirit left my body after a meeting. And I rose up into the heavenlies and saw the stars and the heavens. I saw the small square hatch-type door open before me. Inside the door was the Milky Way, the heavens, the planets, the stars, and all of creation. I suddenly understood that all of creation was in the Father's heart before he ever created it. I felt compelled to enter in this door. In this door was a room of sorts. There was a loud drum beating in this room. I was told to shut the door behind me. I turned and shut the hatch. It seemed to disappear as I did, and the walls became a living wall. I turned, and I saw that I was in a huge heart. It was beating loudly, as at first, and it echoed throughout the chamber that I was in. I could feel the heartbeat of the Father, and was overwhelmed at its size and capacity for love. With each beat that I heard and felt in that room, I understood the Father truly loves his creation and cares for it. He spoke it forth from himself and imparted himself into it as he did. All things existed through him, for him, and by him. It is here that I felt at home. Another time, I was back in the Father's heart again, and I saw a desk and chair in this heart. I saw myself sitting at the desk and writing the things that the Father's heart was beating. I did not want to leave this place. I felt at one with his heartbeat, and it echoed throughout my being. But, all of a sudden, I was back in my body again after this first experience. All of these emotions welled up within me, as I rethought about them again. This is where I belonged. I said to the Lord, Lord, I do not desire these doors as the one to walk through. I do desire to be used by you in any of them if you choose for me to. I desire to be your vessel in any way that you choose me to. I am your servant and you can make me into whatever you desire. I take no thought for my future, for you are all that I desire. But, I cannot help but remember when you allowed me to experience your heart, and what you feel, and how much you love us. I entered into that door, as you brought me into it. I felt so close to you and your love beat all around me. I would like to choose that door, if I could again. I would like to sit at that desk that I saw, and write of what your heart beats about, and of your desires, and the great love that you have for your people. I would like to write of you. I desire that your people know you, and also have your heart. I choose this door. The door to your heart. For I do not desire greatness or luxuries, but I desire you. I want to know you, and to be able to tell others who you are, and what you feel, and reflect you to them. There is nothing else for me, but you. I cannot choose any other path. I waited. My heart beat with longing for his presence and love, but I could only embrace that which he allowed me to. I looked at the Lord and felt that I maybe had not asked correctly. For the doors around us were shown to me, but what I desired was not here. The Lord came over to me and took me into his arms. He enveloped me in his embrace and held me close. I felt such acceptance from him that I no longer felt grief or uncertainty. I felt secure in him. He drew back after a minute and smiled and said, there is no other place that I desire for you to be but in my heart. My Father and I are one. Our heart has desired that men would seek us, so that men would seek us and desire to know us and to be one with us, for I was sent to earth to reveal the Father to men. I showed the way for all men to come and know us and be free. But each man must choose his destiny. It is a great delight for us to bring you into our heart. If you want to know our love or to walk with us, if you desire to change or to be free, they desire their own ways and future. The Father always answers those who desire to come to Him. He delights in those who love Him and want to be like Him. Many want to reflect Him and use His gifts, but they do not want to be holy. They do not want to embrace Him or to live in His light. Many use my word, my Father, my gifts, and my name for their own uses, but that day is ending. The night has come, and no man will now stand under the glory of the Father and walk in their own ways. All will be seen, and all will be clean. All will be required to choose whom they will serve fully. Those who choose to come to us will be ours. They will be under my blood and in my house. My Father sent me to prepare a place for you and all of my people. I have done so. All is in readiness. All will enter in who desire truth and who love my word more than themselves. It pleases us that you desire to know us and to come to us and to bring that knowledge of us to his people. My word is a living word and it brings life to all who will receive it. My Father is calling to those who would come and partake, and then feed to those who will follow after them. It is time for the people of God to know their God. Be at peace, daughter, for I know all things. I knew your choice before you made it, but I have to bring you to this place as I do all of mine. Each must choose. Each is responsible for that choice. Each must embrace me in it and reflect me through it. I would have loved you no matter which choice you made. I would have used you in any choice and any gift that you desired that I pour through you. I would have been reflected through you in the degree that you allowed me to. I am glorified through each of mine, as the Father is also glorified. Each choice is just as important as the other. Each is a part of us and reflects us. Each is available to all who seek us and desire to be made into our image. What you have asked for, I always grant. I desire that all men would want to know my heart and to share it with others. For such is the kingdom of God, the love. Love is the greatest of all gifts, and is the foundation upon which all things exist and flow through. For God is love. I am love. All things exist through me and out of me, and love upholds all things. Because of my great love for you, I created all things so that you could know that great love. It is just many of the things that I desire my people to know. I love them. I died for them so that they could know that love and be with me where I am. It is time for love to be released in my house again. It is time for love to be given and shared amongst the church. It is time for true love to be released and true life to come forth. It is time for change. My people are known by their love. They reflect me. The world is looking for truth and for love. It is time to shine forth with my love and to communicate it to the darkness and to bring the imprisoned out into my light. Enter and take your place in my heart. Sit and learn of me. Write what I show you and what I speak to you. Many will come and sit where you will sit, and they also will write of me, for I am bringing great grace to those who are searching for me. Great grace is given to the thirsty and the hungry and the naked. I will feed them and fill them and clothe them with myself. I will reveal myself to those who will receive me. Write of me, for many will read and will embrace me. I will be glorified through my words. I will receive my own to myself and the Father. I am bringing greater understanding to the earth of who I am. All men will know that there is a living God. All men will know that I am. All men will come to a knowledge of me and will choose their final destiny. The earth will shake with the knowledge of me. The heavens will shake with the knowledge of me. The seas will roar with the knowledge of me. There will be no excuse. All men will see that I am in control of all things. The heavens and the earth are mine. The heavens and the earth reflect me and what I am doing in this hour. Great travail will now increase as men are ushered into their final destinies. Great grace will also be given to mine who serve me and who reflect me in this hour. For I will reap my harvest, and it will be seen. Great darkness has come, and all men who refuse the knowledge of me will be given over to the darkness, and will be separated from me. Many have warned, and have faithfully cried out. Now it has come. The storm has begun. Take your place. My own are now taking their places. All is in readiness. All is now brought forth. The End, by Susan Cummings, January 2nd, 2005, at 9:18 p.m.